Good morning, my brothers and sisters. I'm Michael Smith, and you've joined me today in a walk through creation, and specifically a walk through the book of Genesis. Today, we're going to consider what God says about the sun and the moon. So the dramatic title for today is, I Don't Need the Sun, which is from Genesis. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 1 and notice that God made the sun and moon. He set them, he tasked them, and then he approved of them. So here it is, Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. And God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. And the stars, and God set them in the expanse of heavens to give light on the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. So notice with me that God made them. He set it, and then it was so. And then he set them in a particular place. And we'll see at the end here that God is actually going to unset the lights eventually. And then he tasks them. So the light is for something. What is that? It's to give light to the earth and then to give rule over the earth, to give order to it. And without that rule, we'd be in anarchy. And then finally, God approves of what he has done, as he's done to all his creation. All right, so in Ohio here, we just recently experienced a total solar eclipse. And one thing that demonstrates to you is the power and the prominence of our sun. It emphasizes the glory of the sun. And specifically, how does it do that? It does it by its absence. So you lose it and then you appreciate it more. So when one goes from the ruling of the sun to the ruling of the night in just a few seconds, your attention is definitely peaked. You go from full sun to the brightness of the full moon, which is about the same as the eclipse. And one thing I learned during our eclipse was that the light of the full sun is 400,000 times brighter than the light of the full moon. So what does all this mean to us? So the purpose is that we know about this Lord giving the light to the earth. So God's a giver. He's a giver of a specific thing here today, which is light. So the lights in the expanse of the heavens are also for signs. And I think we just had one with the eclipse. And those signs, it's best to consider them as God's maybe does. So why does God give eclipses? Well, I think an eclipse is it to help you be aware of how good the sun is, that he made the sun and the night light, the moon. He set them in a place and he tasked them to give order and to rule. Now, we think we are ruled by, let's say, governments and presidents and laws and legislatures. And when the eclipse was happening, someone in our party asked, hey, I wonder what would happen if the sun didn't come back, if it stayed eclipsed, if there was no more days, no more night rhythm. What happened if the sun wouldn't come back? What happens if it didn't return to its rule? And our conclusion was that it wouldn't take long before chaos and famine and anarchy would take over the earth. So we see that God also approves of this. This thing that he made is good. So our awareness was piqued and our dependence upon this creation was emphasized. He brings order and rhythm and cycles and seasons and days and years. And he brings the order of daily time and light. What if we didn't have it? Well, go to your iTunes and you'll find that songs are written about this. What if the sun refused to shine, or I love you until the end of time? And of note, there is an end of time, which is in Revelation 21. Listen to this about with regards to light. I saw no temple in the city, for the temple is the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. There will be no night there. And then in 22, they will see his face and his name will be on their forehead, and night will be no more. They will need no night lamp. They need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light. So there will be a time when there will be no more need of the sun, no more need of the moon, and no actual sun. So the spiritual reality of the proximity and character of God results in the sun and the moon becoming obsolete. Now, in the meantime, until that day, our nations walk under the light, and we walk under the light that God has created. So we live under this order of days, a sunrise, a time of light, a time of setting, and then darkness. So eventually, we're going to need no further light of the lamp or the sun. So we will live in a place where we can honestly say to the sun, I have no more need of you. I have no use for the sun. So there is no such person until we walk with the person of God. None of us can say, I have no need of the sun. It provides a light to the earth and order to the earth. So in this meantime, I need the sun desperately. So join me in appreciating the fourth day of creation, where the Lord gives us a night light, and he gives us a daylight to rule and give order, and he called it good. Thanks for listening.